Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Don Roach, International Relations graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, June 5th, 1951, the first Police Girls Club on the island was opened at Cleaver's Hill, St. Joseph. The Barbados Advocate carried the story and noted that a representative in the House of Assembly and a senior member for St. Joseph, Mr. G.H. Adams, was unable to be present. However, he was represented by junior member Mr. L.E. Smith. Colonel R.T. Michelin, Commissioner of Police, indicated that it was the intention of the police force to establish a club in every parish. Reverend Malilu, Rector of St. Joseph, officially opened the club and thanked the Commissioner of Police for bringing the initiative to the parish. He expressed his delight, stating that when clubs were being formed in other parishes, he had become jealous and had asked the commissioner to open one in St. Joseph. He was very pleased to see that his request came to fruition. Mr. John Beckles, a member of the management committee, noted that the boys' club had only recently been established and said he was surprised by their success. Since the opening of the first club in September, six boys' club had already been formed, with a membership of over 350 boys. He congratulated the commissioner and his team for bringing boys and girls off the streets and providing a place where they could interact in a positive environment. At the District A station, the boys were already showing a keen interest in gardening, while those at District C and Bay Street were taken to carpentry. One boy had even distinguished himself as a talented artist. It was said that he might never have had the opportunity to display his abilities had the boys' club not been established. The boys were expected to conduct themselves properly and were prohibited from using obscene language or behaving in an unruly manner. Failure to comply with these rules could result in suspension for up to 2 months. Against this backdrop, 30 girls had already registered for the new club. Although the police force organized the clubs, the commissioner hoped the communities themselves would eventually manage them. The police intended to operate the clubs for 2 years before handing them over to community members, which allowed for them to focus on the opening of more clubs. The main challenge, however, was the cost of operating these clubs. Rent alone amounted to more than $130 per month, and no financial assistance was being provided by the government. As a result, the clubs depended largely on voluntary contributions. Having recently visited Canada, the commissioner observed the work being done by the mounted police with young people and expressed the hope that Barbadian youth would develop a similar view of law enforcement. He stated, "We want the youth of Barbados to regard the policeman not as a man to be feared, but as an advisor and one who helps." Following the opening ceremony, refreshments were served, and the commissioner took the opportunity to speak with the new members of the Girls' Club, as reported in the Barbados Advocate on this day, June 5th, 1951.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.